Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on.
What you say?
Come on.
Dedicated to everybody that's in Haiti, that's a little Haiti.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk away.
Yeah.
Those who correlate know the world ain't cake. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When you see up and on their horse, kick around drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. Play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress, if you don't smoke death, less. I must confess, my destiny's manifest. It's some vortex and sweats. I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool, but I hex you with some witches' brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be needing Simone and defecating on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run away from these styles I got. Oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot. Oh yeah. Anyway, so my whole crew gonna know. Oh baby, hey baby, you can't hide from the bag. Oh no.
Ready or not, refugee taking over.
The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster.
On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, two lines, do or die. Talk me high, only for fly with my crew from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm cash to play.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Nobody.
Gonna find you.
Well, this is a tribute to every Haitian out there, and you know everybody that was in Haiti and that's over here in Florida and all over. You know, this is a tribute to everybody's family. You know, I would like to give out my prayers to everybody out there, that the family that was in the tragedy that happened during like about a year ago. It says it's been a year now since this earthquake, so you know I just want to give my my prayers to everybody, you know, that your family that's been in this earthquake, because, you know, my cousin, you know, she died in this earthquake, even though I ain't really know her, but, you know, that's my family still, you feel me? And, you know, life goes on. It's a lot of pain right now with everybody's family that's still going through this pain until this day. So I'm just doing this tribute for all the Haitian families out there. You know what I mean? Not just only the Haitian families, but every family out there. You know what I mean? Because there's a mixture of everybody that's Haitian, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Haitian. There's a mixture of everybody. So I'm saying, so, you know, I'm just giving my shout outs to everybody out there. You know what I mean? That's been in that struggle and that's still in that struggle in Haiti. I'm going to play a track and then I'm going to go ahead and talk about this young lady that's in Haiti right now that's you know, struggling, you know, and that's trying to find a way because she is trying to go back to school, you know, and I'm going to go ahead and talk about that after that.
A dedication to all the refugees worldwide. One time.
I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn. About something, the crookedness. I did mingle with the good people we meet. Good friends we had, oh, good friends we've lost. Hello.
I'm back. That was Wyclef and Ziggy Marley, No Woman, No Cry, you know, dedicated to Haiti. You know, I had to do this, man. I had to do this because, you know, this is very touching. You know, that you know, people saying that, you know, they'll help out, and then, you know, they end up, you know, not helping after that. They help out for like a few months and then just disappear. There's still people still struggling in Haiti right now, not finding food, not finding shelter, not finding clothes, and people over here having fun. I understand you have your own life, but God ain't sent us in this earth to be greedy. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're set to help each other out. I mean, there's a lot of things been going on in this United States, and people's, you know, going through a lot. They hungry, trying to find a way, you know. But the best way is to, you know, pray. You know, prayer answers everything. And that's what's been going on with Haiti right now. People been praying and stuff like that. I want to go ahead and read a report about this young lady. The name of the title says Buried Alive for 6 days, Earthquake Survivors Unite for the First Time. Philan Maxey recently went her university business class on January 12th when the quake hit. Maxey discovered she was trapped with fellow student Mika Joseph. The study partners blustered each other through a six-day ordeal while waiting rescue. Almost a year later, Maxey travels across Haiti to reunite with Joseph. What will she find? So basically, I mean, there's people that's been through the earthquake together, and they still unite with each other. And basically, you know, knowing that Haiti was a place that everybody was going against each other, fighting each other, and stuff like that. But, you know, things happen for a reason, and people is uniting, and people is getting together. You know, not as much fights, but, you know, the crime rate went down just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, what people need to do is still trying to figure out a way to help out for, you know, help out to you know, send donation to Haiti. You know, just instead of sitting there talking about Haiti this and Haiti that, and you're not making no moves. You know, I have plans. I have plans to make some moves. You know what I mean? I have plans to make some moves to send some donation in Haiti. So instead of talking about it, let's make some moves, people. Let's make some moves. I mean, this is very tough. I mean, there's a lot of people that's going through a lot of pain and a lot of struggles right now. And the only thing we could do right now is pray and wait until God answer our prayers. Because God will answer our prayers for us automatically. Can I get an amen to that?
Mother,
I'm your host, Joseph the Dreamer, a.k.a. Mr. Black. Okay, as I was reading Maxie's bio about what happened to her, I came across a little part on the paperwork. I was reading, it says about there's other miracles, rescues overtaking place in Port-au-Prince. Eventually, nearly 140 people were pulled out alive, babies and adults. The feeble and the strong all survived for days under the rubble. So basically, when Maxie was looking for his sister, you know, they pulled 140 people before they found her sister. I mean, it was taking a long time, and I mean, she was keeping faith that, you know, that they was going to find her sister. I mean, if you want to know more stories about Maxie, you know, go ahead and go to CNN.com to check it out, because it was basically a long story about what happened to her and her family. It's inspirational. So anybody want to know more about her, go to CNN.com. It's going to be in the front page. You're going to see it. Click on Haiti, and you're going to see information on that. Also, got more. Let me see. Trapped for 6 days. After 6 days, the University Rebel students' prayer answered. The writing and pain in the fatal position. Maxie prayed fiercely and someone to find her beneath the ruins. Okay, we read that part. Trash overwhelmed Haiti capital. See, that's a shame right there, man. People's not helping out. I mean, the United States is real big. The world is real big, and people's not helping out. I understand people got their own problems, but they should help out. Hundreds of open dumps in Haiti capital worsened. Wow. Aftermath raises concern over worsening outbreak in the wake of a hurricane. Deadly affection in Port-au-Prince. Okay. Haiti's capital are a worrying development. The confirmation of 5 cases in Haiti capital and is very worrying development, UN spokeswoman told CNN. Death toll rises from Haiti outbreak. 5 cases have been confirmed in Port-au-Prince. United Nations spokeswoman told CNN Saturday public health official work to keeping country's cholera outbreak from spreading the capital. Okay, so this disease is being spread right now. For months after catastrophe, Haitians still in emergency mode. HAR has given away exemptions, and it can be seen on people's face. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in Haiti right now. You know, the U.S. think, you know, they have it bad, but Haiti has it bad also. So people should just keep praying for each other, because at the end of the day, we all family. We all human beings. You know, we're supposed to look out for each other always, all the time, all the time. Let me see. There's more. Aftershocks compound misery in Haiti. We had not been in Port-au-Prince in a month. Not since those horrible days. Somebody said that. Let's see. We have the month. Rebuilding. Shatter economy. 50 at a time. Earthquake. Wow. Port-au-Prince. Everything I'm looking at right now, it's just saying Port-au-Prince right now. And that's where my parents was born at. It's a shame. It's just a shame. I mean, people are not, you know, doing what they're supposed to help other people. You know. This is to all my Haitian people out there. If we know that the U.S. won't be able to help us, you know, help our Haitian people. We are our only hope right now. It's us and God. So I'm saying? So I'm just letting everybody know this. Every Haitian people out there, all my Haitian families, please show each other support. Please show each other support. That's the only way, man. Give each other, start praying with each other and help each other out. I know there's a lot of Haitian families down here in America got some money or they got funds or businesses. You know, let's continue making donations. Let's build a foundation together. Let's build Haiti all over again. Let's do our best. All right? Let's do our best. Let's do something. Let's do something for New Year's. This is what we should do. Let's just build Haiti all over again together this year. This is a new year, so let's do something new. How about that? Okay, I already played that. All right, next track.
Yesterday we used to rock the show. I laid the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough. Notorious, they got to know that. Life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime, the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half a breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Thank you.
That was P. Diddy right there, old school. I'll Be Missing You, featuring Faith Evans. You know, that's a song dedicated to everybody's family that passed away. You know, this is very touching, man. You know, it's like I can't hardly talk, you know, because this is a very touchy subject. And I'm doing my best to just keep strong, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, when the earthquake happened, I was at work. And my ex-girlfriend called me out of nowhere, and she was crying. And I was just shocked. Like, you know, I'm thinking, okay, what the hell just happened? Out of the blue, you know, people were just crying. And, you know, I was in front of Walmart. I'm seeing people crying and stuff like that, just freaking out. It was just crazy. So it's like we never know when is our time. You know, our time could be now. Our time could be tomorrow. It could be next year. You feel me? We don't know when is our time in Florida. So I'm saying anywhere. You know, we just got to be prepared. You know, we just got to keep close with each other, love each other. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, there's tough times, and we're in tough times right now. Never know when it's, you never know when it's your time to go. In the grace of God, you got to keep God with you. Well, peoples, I also was get this show started at 10 p.m., but my time zone on the radio shows is just been messing up. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to get that fixed ASAP. You know how it is with the internet radio, but I'm still going to be on air. It doesn't matter how many times my computer get messed up, whatever. There's no excuses. I'm going to be on air. I got probably one more Fuji song to play, and then I'm going to be playing basically Hades, All-Star, We Are the World. And then you're going to play some gospel, you know what I mean, Kirk Franklin and all that. I was trying to get more songs, but, you know, my computer been acting up, and they've been acting up, of course, you know. But people, just to keep strong. You know, we in the last days. God is coming very soon. Just, you know, I gotta bring that up. Gotta make sure y'all hear this. You know, God is coming. He is coming. He is coming. I'm gonna say it again. He is coming. Earthquakes, floods. You know, people dying, shootings, people getting missing, all that stuff. Signs that's just appearing out of nowhere. We got to be prepared. We really got to be prepared. Please, people, prepare yourself.
Find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk away.
Yeah.
Those who call but late know the world ain't cake. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound lady, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When get the up and on their horse, kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete, put it at seat, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in the state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I want to play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke fast. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. It's some vortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with orgy at best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witches' brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be needing Simone and defecating on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slow.
Refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, two lies, do or die. Talk me high, only puff fly with my crew from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm cash.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find.
Find you and take it slowly, ready or not.
man, you know, I had to play that. But we're going to play some gospel music, and then we're going back playing Fugees again, and we're going to play New Luke once again the next hour, well, in the next 30 minutes. So, y'all, everybody stay tuned, you know, dedication to Haiti. Shout out to all my Haitian family out there that's keeping it strong with the Lord Jesus Christ always, 24/7, that got faith in the Lord. That's not letting them, that's not letting nothing stop them. So I'm saying, God is great, man. God is great.
As we attempt to acknowledge how incredible you are, we become speechless at the thought of your name. Whoa.
There's a name so powerful, word can't describe. When spoken, demons tremble, and all creation must bow down.
Charity case going down at FIU on the 24th is a fashion show. Is actually a donation that's being set by Muriel, a friend of mine. charity case is going towards Haiti, of course. You know, I want to give a shout out to her, you know what I mean, doing her thing, showing support to all the Haitians out there. I'm thinking about performing that night, but I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what kind of song, how, you know, like, kind of song I'm going to do, because I want to make sure that song is perfect going towards Haiti. So I don't want to just put anything out there and just record it and perform it. So also I got this artist I used to work with, you know, a friend of mine, it's called Project. He's going to perform out there. He got an inspirational song. So shout out to him. Shout out to my big sister. She got a book called Men Are Not the Problem. You know, check it out, menarenottheproblem.com. That's menarenottheproblem.com. Shout out to Team Fresh Production. You know, they're doing their thing. They got a website, you know, Team Fresh. I think it's teamfresh.com. And all for my peoples. I shout out to my girl. She's doing her thing, you know, management, you know, promotions, the whole nine, you know, making clothes. Artists, the whole nine. She does everything, just like me. Of course, shout out to God. You know, you always got to give a shout out to God, always, always. You know, thinking about this tragedy, you know, what happened a year ago, it's just, you know, it's stressful. But at the same time, having faith in the Lord makes you be joyful and be like, you know, don't think as it is a bad thing anymore, because, you know, people is uniting, people is getting together day by day. So I'm saying, I'm just gonna say things happen for a reason. So that's all I gotta say about that. I'm going to the next track. Okay, this track I'm going to play is called Imagine Me. Made by Kirk Franklin and his peoples. You know, this song is dedicated to Haiti.
Thank you. struggled with insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough. You never felt pretty enough. But imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now.
Thank you. wait. They gonna wanna hit the moon.
Peoples, I'm going to get off the radio station in about 30 minutes, you know what I mean? It's about 1 a.m., you know, I could have been doing the show like probably hours ago. It's supposed to be a 2-hour special, but it's going to be a 1-hour and 30-minute special. Sorry about that, but, you know, you can go ahead and rewind the show and listen back on the internet. You know, I'm going to get off in about just a few minutes, you know, tops. So I'm going to continue playing some songs. I will tune in probably tomorrow, like between probably 3 p.m. If not, matter of fact, Thursday and Fridays, I don't really be on the radio station. So Saturday and Sunday, I will be on. So I'll be on the radio station Saturday and Sunday, 11 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 11 p.m. So make sure you check me out Saturday and Sunday, 11 p.m. I'll be on the radio station. So, you know, tune in, check me out, Mr. Black, a.k.a. Choso the Dreamer. You know what I mean? I got a lot of stuff that's going down for myself and my record label. You know, we're very well established in the name of the Lord. You know, we're doing big things. So the rest of the night, I'm going to be playing music. And y'all can continue listening. And, you know, like I said, I would like to give a shout out to everybody, everybody's family, and everybody else. My prayers goes out to everybody, family. And, you know, stay in prayer. God bless. And stay strong. Love you all.
Comes a time when we hit a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying.
Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending they find
that someone somehow will soon make a change.
We are all part of God's great big family, and it's true. You know, love is all we need.
We are the
we're making, we're saving our own lives. It's true, we'll make a better day, just you and me. Well, send them your heart, oh, so they know that someone cares.
So their cries for help will not be in vain.
We can love.
I see.